Today, we have lesson number 26, in which we continue our study of Mishnayos Trumos, proceeding today to Perek Vov, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, Perek 6, Mishnah 3, and Mishnah 4. We are continuing to learn about the scenario of someone eating or drinking or using for sicha, for anointing or massaging oneself with olive oil of truma. In Mishnah Aleph and Beis, we were studying the situation if a person himself or herself eats or drinks, etc., truma, what the consequences are for them and how they repay the Keren V'chomesh, eats it b'shogeg, eats it unintentionally, not knowing it's truma or not knowing that truma is prohibited. Suppose, however, a person serves his workers or his guests, people that he is obligated to feed. And instead of feeding them chulin, they're not kohanim, he feeds them truma. Hama'achil es po'alo v'yes orchov truma. So someone's got to pay the Kohen who owns this truma, Keren V'chomesh. He served them the equivalent of a bushel of wheat. He served them the equivalent of a bushel of wheat. He's got to pay, as we learned, Keren V'chomesh, a bushel and 25% of that bushel. Who pays it? The person who served, the ma'achil, or the po'alim, the workers who ate it? So here the halacha is as follows. Suppose a person doesn't eat or drink truma, bishogeg, but he damages it, he steals it, he throws it into the sea, flushes it down the toilet, whatever. He's a mazik. And a mazik, a person who does damage to another person, doesn't pay chomesh. He only pays keren. So here, the person who served the workers didn't eat anything himself. The workers are the ones who ate. So the ma'achil, the one who served, the balabayas who served them truma, has to pay as a mazik. He did damage to Mr. Kohen's bushel of wheat. So he has to pay him back a bushel of wheat. Hu mishalem es hakeret. The fact that it was truma, the additional chomesh, the chomesh is only paid by the person who actually derives direct benefit from it, who eats it, drinks it, etc. As the pasuk says, "V'ish ki yochal kodesh bishkogo v'yosaf chamishi sawalov." It's only the person who eats who pays the chomesh. So Rav Meir says, the host pays the keren, the kohen, the keren, the bushel. V'heimishalma mesach chomesh to Rav Meir, that the workers pay the additional fifth. It would seem that in such a situation, they pay the price of truma, which is always, remember, truma on the open market sells for much less than a chulin on the open market, because there's a limited demand for truma. Only kohanim want it and can eat it. There's much more of a demand for kohanim, for chulin. Chachamim omrim, no, hey mishalmin keren v'chomesh. The chachamim say, no, the workers have to pay the bushel and a quarter to the kohen. What do they know? What's their fault? It's something that someone else gave them to eat. Fine. So the owner, the host, has to give these workers or these guests the money that, of the cost of that suda. For who? Mishalim lohem demei su'udosa. Now, there are various approaches here, but the Bartanura says as follows, that the key difference between Rav Meir and the Chachomim is that according to the Chachomim, when the ma'achil, the host, pays the chomesh to the poalim or orchim, he only has to pay that chomesh, that quarter of a bushel, at the price of truma, which is a lesser amount of money. Whereas according to the chachomim, the ma'achil, the host, has to pay the workers the full value of a bushel and a quarter. Because they paid a bushel and a quarter, he pays them the full value of the bushel and a quarter at the going rate of non-truma, which is more money for a bushel and a quarter. And that would be the difference, according to the Bartanura, between one difference between Rab Meir and the Chachamim. So one difference is, according to Rab Meir, the Ma'achil pays the Keren and the Poalim pay the Chomesh. Whereas according to the Chachamim, the Poalim pay the Keren and the Chomesh. A second difference, according to the Bartanura and others, is that Rab Meir would say that when the Ma'achil pays the Poalim the fifth, in our example, one quarter of a bushel, he pays the one quarter of a bushel in terms of the going price of Truma, which is a lower price. Whereas according to the Chachamim, when the Ma'achil pays the workers the value of a bushel and a quarter, Keren Vichomesh, he pays it to them at the going price on the market of Chulin, a bushel and a quarter, which is a higher price, a higher sum. We continue with Perek Vov, Mishneh Dalet, the sixth Perek, the fourth Mishneh. Hagonev Terumo Velo Acholo. If a person steals Terumo, but doesn't eat it, doesn't destroy it. Now he stole this Terumo from a Kohen. The rule is, that if a person steals something from someone, when he returns it, he must return twice its value. Tashlumei kefil. This is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Asher yashiu nelokim yishalem shenayim l'reyehu. So here, when he stole truma from a Kohen, let's say $100 worth, he returns to the Kohen $200 worth, but at the price of Demei Truma. As we studied, the price on the market for Truma is cheaper, less than the price for non-Truma, for Chulin, because Truma has fewer consumers. Acholo, if he ate the Truma which he stole, of course, Bishogeg, then Mishalem Shnei Kironim Vichomesh, he must pay again twice the value of what he ate, plus an additional chomesh, because having destroyed the chulin, the shogeg, he's obligated to pay a chomesh of the price. Besides the keren v'chomesh, he pays an additional keren. Keren v'chomesh min hachulin, the keren demei truma. The first keren, which is the reimbursement for what he stole, is paid from chulin, and the chomesh is paid from chulin. But the second keren, which is tashlumei kefel, is paid at the price of truma. Gonav trumas hekdesh v'acholo. Suppose the truma belonged to hekdesh. Now this can happen in various ways, but simply it could be that the kohen, after having received the truma, donated it to hekdesh, donated it to the fund of the Beis HaMikdosh. And now this truma is both truma and also lazorim and holy. It's dedicated to the Beis HaMikdosh. And the halacha is that since the isur of eating hekdesh, the prohibition of eating hekdesh, is over and above, is an isur mosif, adds to the isur of truma, because truma is also to a zor, but not also to a kohen, whereas hekdesh is also to a kohen as well. And the halacha is that just like a person who eats truma b'shogeg has to pay an additional chomesh, so too a person who is nehene min hahekdesh, who derives benefit, pleasure, from something which belongs to hekdesh, to the temple funds, to the funds of the Beis HaMikdosh, is also chayev a keren v'chomesh, must compensate hekdesh for what he ate, plus pay an additional chomesh. Here, gonav trumas hekdesh v'acholo, if he stole truma which belonged to hekdesh and ate it, b'shogeg, mishalem shnei chumshin v'keren. He has to pay a keren back to hekdesh to reimburse hekdesh for the $100 worth of truma which he ate. And he has to pay, in addition to that, two chumshin. 2/5. One is the additional fifth that he has to pay for truma. The other is the additional fifth that he has to pay for hektish. But vokeren, he only has to pay one keren back, not two. Why? Because there's no din of tashlume kefel. There's no din that a ganov who steals from hektish has to pay back twice its value. The halacha of kefel is limited only to re'ehu, to one's peer. Yishalem shnayim re'ehu, the pasuk reads. Hekdish is not your peer. So therefore, all he has to pay back is one keren, the compensation, plus two chumshin, one for the hekdish and one for the truma. And so we have finished this lesson of Perek Vov, Mishneh Gimel, and Mishneh Dalet.